Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities are various, the locals' love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to Bengaluru, or as many know it, Bangalore, to get a taste of southern India's food and drink culture. Our guide is Monocle's dear Thomas Alexander.
India is a pretty hot country, but have you been to the temperate city of Bengaluru? The fifth largest city in India, almost as populated as London. And just like the English capital, describing this Indian city always means describing the weather. The subtropical climate and the Indian monsoon makes coffee grow well in this region. The city of Bengaluru is the urban neighbor to the country's coffee plantations. But at the very heart of Bengaluru is the central business district. This food neighborhood is as easygoing as the city. Take your time. There is no rush to get anywhere. There will always be food at the table, and it will be hot. Welcome to Bengaluru. First stop, breakfast. Make your way to the Airlines Hotel. Sit under the shade of banyan trees, the earth beneath your feet. Get yourself a masala dosa. It's like a crispy crepe wrapped around spiced potatoes. A well-known Australian chef once described it as a taco with funky fillings. Roll up your sleeves, tear off a bite of the dosa and dip it into the tiny bowls of chutney. Eat away. Finish up with a strong South Indian filter coffee. It is always served in a cup and a bowl so you can transfer the coffee between the two, again and again, until it cools down to drinking temperature. If you're looking for a lunch spot, find your way to St. Mark's Road. A flight of stairs on the corner will lead you to a simple restaurant, Konkan. Styled like a homely dining room, it serves food from the west coast of India, or coastal cuisine. You want to try a prawn sukka with a soft and delicate neer dosa. It will change your life. Warning, it is hot and spicy. But chilled coconut milk drink on the side called Sol Curry helps it go easy on the tummy. Before the sun sets, make time for chai. You can go to Chai Point on MG Road and ask for a dum chai. Or look around you for a makeshift tea stall. A whole teapot will feed a bunch of strangers. Take part in this coming together. The city also boasts of microbreweries. Head over to Arbor Brewing Company and get a sampler of their beers so you can find the one just for you. But if you'd rather a cocktail, step next door to the Permit Room for a drink with a South Indian twist. Chil Pil Mari is made with vodka and cucumbers and coriander. An ode to the city's laid-back culture, Chil Mari is a local way to say, take it easy. Choose from an excellent selection of appetizers to pair. Did you know the G&T came from an idea in India? The quinine and tonic water helped fight malaria. British soldiers in India first began to mix tonic water with gin because it was too bitter to gulp down on its own. Toast and Tonic is a plush restaurant that creates their own tonic waters. The citrus basil tonic is delicious. If the candlelit atmosphere is not for you, hit the streets. Head over to the bustling, eternal Johnson Market. Follow the aroma of kebabs to Siddiq Kebab Center. There is always a gathering around this local institution. Stand around and enjoy a chic kebab in a crowd. For a sit-down meal, you need to get yourself a classic biryani, the iconic Indian dish where rice and meat are cooked together with whole spices. There are hundreds of versions of it, but why not start with Nagarjuna Restaurant on Residency Road. The food is served on a banana leaf, a traditional substitute for a plate. For dessert, walk over to Naturals Ice Cream on St. Mark's Road. A scoop of tender coconut ice cream is scooped onto a warm waffle cone. It is a refreshing flavor that will tie everything together. And should you like to carry a piece of this neighborhood with you, make a trip to Blue Tokai Coffee Roasters. Buy a bag of fresh roasted coffee beans from a local farm. When you're home and making a cuppa, savor it slowly. Remember, there is no hurry. Chill, Marty. For Bonacle, I'm Tia Thomas Alexander.
This has been episode number 171 of Food Neighborhoods. Thanks to Tia for this week's tour in Bangalore. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 20:00 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.